Let's go back to talking about Dima, though, because I got Eric Douglas from booksbyeric.com, who wrote the book Lionfish, and I haven't talked to Eric since Dima on the show, and I definitely wanted to take some time and reflect on some of the things that happened, because it's such a huge event. It's hard to cover it in just one or two shows anyway, and some of the things we did at the Dima show this year were very special because of the release of Lionfish, and we got to give props out to the proper folks. Especially our friends at Ocean Divers that helped us give away how many books there at the Dima show?
We gave away 80 copies. 80 every copies. Day.
That is impressive. And made a lot of people happy. It was quite a it was quite a tchotchke to give away to folks. People really wanted a copy of that. They didn't want to pay the $3 on Amazon or whatever.
Well, it's $6 on Amazon. Well, okay. But yeah, no, it actually worked out great for me, for you, for Ocean Divers. You know, it was just a great little project. And the guys from Ocean Divers said they loved it because it brought a whole bunch of people to their booth. And it was just fun.
Yeah, they had to get a coupon from us in the morning when we did our opening festivities. And, you know, we gave away 20 each day over the four-day event. And then they had to go to the Ocean Divers booth and redeem their coupon for a copy of the book. How many books did you sign? How many autographs did you do of Lionfish, you figure, Eric?
I'm guessing half of them, to be
did
honest.
Did you really? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I did. I had a whole. Every once in a while, I'd just be wandering through the show, and one of the people from Cal Levendorf or one of the other people at Ocean Divers would yell for me, and occasionally actually sent me a text and said, "Hey, come over here," and I'd run over there because somebody was waiting there to sign for me to sign a book, and I signed a bunch in your booth as well.
So. Well, yeah, absolutely. Now that's very very nice, and it's what's cool about it is a lot of people came up to me and said they had read the book and thought it was quite entertaining and enjoyed it immensely. So that, you know, I think that's great. You know, because that's what I've said since I've read the first draft that Eric wrote of this little story where he incorporated the scuba radio crew into his Withrow Keys, into this Withrow Keys series, the latest in the series of Withrow Key. And I just loved it. And obviously other folks are enjoying it as well. So that's good to hear and good to see.
Of course, the first warning is if you start reading the story, read past the first five pages, or if not, you'll hate Greg.
Well, exactly. Because I come off as kind of an ass. And it doesn't really, that part doesn't really change.
It's an accurate book.
Well, you know,
it's nonfiction.
It's a biography.
Yeah, they read it and they go, wow, they nailed him. He totally nailed him.
You mean he's an idiot as well as being a jerk?
All right, let's not take artistic license. Leave that to Eric's expertise there, Pete. Really now. It's good stuff, though. And it's all about sharing the love of diving and having some fun along the way as well. And obviously, we do that. Now, what do you think about the show in general, the Dima show? What did you see, Eric?
I had a great time at the show. I didn't make it to last year's show, so the problem with not going every year is you see people and I've got to go talk to that person. I haven't talked to them in 2 years.
Right.
And you never make it back around to them. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that I saw across the room that I never got a chance to speak to, which is, that's the downside to Dima. You're so busy, so many people to see and so many things to do that you just don't have time to do everything you want to do.
Well, that's true. And I'll tell you, this is the first year in a long time where I did not have enough time to walk the entire show floor. I never got around to walking the show floor at Dima this year, which is unfortunate because I really enjoy doing that because that's an opportunity for me to see some new folks that, you know, especially if they're debuting some new products, at the Dima show. That's where these folks come out with their new stuff, especially the smaller folks that are coming up with some new product that divers may love to see or may need. And I just didn't have time because we were doing our morning show festivities, and then we went right into lunchtime in the Fiji Isle and hosted an event there in Fiji and had a blast doing that, and then went right to happy hour in the Bahamas Isle. So I didn't have a lot of spare time to just go wander and peruse. Did you have much opportunity to do any of that? Did anything catch your eye in that regard or what?
The thing that I walked most of the show. I don't know that I saw the entire thing myself, but I ended up doing a couple book signings. I was signing books in your booth, and then ended up signing books at the Best Publishing booth with the book that I co-authored with Dan Orr, The Scuba Diving Safety.
Right.
So we did a couple book signings over there. So I was running around quite a bit too. But the thing that struck me most is how GoPro has revolutionized diving and diving underwater videography and photography.
It is.
Because I saw so many people selling masks or other accessories and that sort of thing to go with GoPros and take them underwater. The Polar Pro guys are a great example of that.
But, absolutely. And if you saw them on Shark Tank, and we're going to talk to Austin from Polar Pro here in just a bit, I was surprised how the sharks were literally salivating over their products. And it was because, man, they're on the cutting edge with this GoPro phenomenon and, quadcopters and drones and all that kind of stuff. They're into that category as well. But as far as the diving and, that has just changed underwater videography, especially on a level that is remarkable. And absolutely. I didn't get into taking video. I was never a big underwater photo guy. I just didn't like some of the, expressions I heard from other photo pros on the boat when they come up and complain about their housing being flooded and all the thousands of dollars that they had spent on this. I was like, man, that looks like too much aggravation. I don't want to do it. But when the GoPros came out and they were small, they weren't that expensive, and I started dabbling in it, and I'm like, wow, I'm able to actually get some decent stuff out of this, and I have no clue to what I'm doing. If I actually apply myself a little bit, maybe I can get some more, get some interesting stuff out of this. And now I'm kind of into it. I kind of love it. And I got more footage, underwater video footage, that I ever know what to do with. Now I have the problem of editing it all. But I've actually taken a step back from that. They've gotten so great on the video that now I can cheat on being an underwater photographer, because I just take a frame from my my GoPro, and just the frame from that, I can get the perfect expression on the fish, the person, the diver, whatever, the subject, and it's actually pulling a frame from video. So all you got to do is point in the, right area, and if your lighting's okay, you're going to get a pretty good still photo. So they've really revolutionized underwater video for sure. All right. Well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy. And we will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Good talking to you, pal.